The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, people will get their last chance to say goodbye to Pope Francis today as the late pontiff's body lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica for the third and final day. Our chief reporter, Barry White, is in St. Peter's Square. We're going to try and contact him now. Are you there, Barry? No, he's not there. But he did meet some people who were in the Basilica and had gone there to pay tribute to Pope Francis. Carol and her two children left St. Peter's Basilica yesterday, and this is what they had to say.
Yeah, I went inside and it was beautiful, yeah. So, I mean, I have been to the Basilica before, a few times over the years, but, no, there's a very beautiful, there's a peace within there. It's not chaotic, they're giving people their time. Even though they're moving people along, there's a place for you to remain and pray. It's very, actually, I sat down and I felt, you nearly feel like he's talking to you. I really do. I know it sounds strange, but you feel that he's very much alive still. It's incredible, even though the body is there. But, you know, I just...
What did Pope Francis mean to you?
I think whenever he was first, when he was made Pope, that initial something new, humble, breaking down of... of a lot of the institutionalized ways of going. I just felt that he was really a people's, really like Mother Teresa, that simplicity, man of simplicity, and a people's pope, real people's pope.
And were you here on a holiday anyway, or did you just come
it's
over?
It's unusual. It was just uncanny the way it worked out. We were booked to come today, obviously, for the canonization of young Carlo Acutis on Sunday. And then when we heard the Pope's passing, we knew we were going to be here anyway, so it's amazing that we were here.
And the canonization of Carlo Acutis. I've seen a lot of young people around, and your children are here with you. You've just come out.
Yeah, it's special seeing his body there, lying there. I suppose everyone's looking at the art and admiring it because it's outstanding.
Pope Francis, as a pope, do you think he did he do a lot to, I suppose, bring young people back to Catholicism, because there seems to be a lot of people now who are leaving the religion?
Yeah, I think he has. I think I've seen more young people go. He's helped.
It was really like, because I went to the ward meeting families as well whenever he was alive, so it was strange seeing him lying there. Yeah, definitely meant a lot.
Carol and her two children leaving St. Peter's Basilica yesterday. As I say, our chief reporter Barry White is in Rome. Barry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Now, what's the atmosphere like in the Eternal City this morning?
Well, Pat, I'm staying quite close to Vatican City, and from, I would say, maybe 5, 6 o'clock this morning, you could hear the street cleaners out cleaning frantically. I'm now sitting here in St. Peter's Square, just facing the Basilica, and there is hundreds, if not thousands, of people queuing again to go in and pay their respects to Pope Francis. Today is actually much, much busier than yesterday, and that's not to say that it was quiet yesterday. Last night here, there was a queue of almost a kilometre long going down St. Peter's Square. So it's been like this since I got here. And I think yesterday, the Vatican were saying there's 90,000 people by yesterday afternoon had come here to pay their respects. I think it's a lot more. It'll be well over 100,000 at this stage. There's also a massive security operation here now, Pat. As I said here, I can see police, national security, police officers on horseback just going by there. So there's 2,000 police officers. There's members of the National Guard. I was walking over by the river yesterday, the River Tiber, and I seen police and patrol boats. There's drones overhead. As I look around here in St. Peter's Square, there's snipers on the roofs of buildings. So it's a massive security operation. And the reason for that massive security operation is because there's dozens of heads of state who are due to arrive here tonight, one of them being Donald Trump. It's Vladimir Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, also due to arrive here. And President Michael D. Higgins arrived here last night, and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin is arriving here tonight as well.
Now, it's not just people, you know, the leaders of the world and the pilgrims who are there. There are people from all over the world who have travelled sometimes very long distances to be there.
Yeah, look, as you played there, Pat, there was a family from County Monaghan I met yesterday. I met several Irish people here yesterday who travelled over to pay their respects. Some people were over for that canonisation of young Carlo Acutis, the saint, so they were here anyway. There's other people who were here on holidays, but they said, look, they had to just go and pay their respects given the historic nature of that. But I queued myself yesterday, Pat, to go into St. Peter's Basilica. I was lucky enough to get in there within about half an hour, because that was probably the shortest anybody's had the queue, because last night there were people queuing for hours. Today it looks like the queues are going to take hours again. But when I was in that queue, yeah, look, I heard accents and from all over the world, America, Australia, South Africa. I was hearing languages from all over the world. I spoke to Americans, Australians, Filipinos. I seen lots of people draped in Argentinian flags and people wearing Argentinian football jerseys. And there was also people I spoke to who had been travelling from all over Italy just to be here. So, yeah, like you say, people were travelling from all over the world. And two people I spoke to past were Melanie and David Reardon. They're from Richmond, Virginia in the United States. And they queued for almost 2 hours yesterday.
It's about 30 minutes.
It took about 45 minutes from where the line started. And it was... You have some time to reflect on where St. Peter was martyred in the square here, and then to go in to see all the people that are speaking different languages and different backgrounds to show their respect for something else is very calming. You could feel his presence. You could feel the peace that he tried to instill in others.
Yeah, and I went down earlier today myself. There's something quite powerful being in there, isn't there?
Yes, we were actually at Easter Mass on Sunday, so we saw him on Sunday at Easter Mass, and so the whole week has been a lot of just a lot of reflection on Pope Francis and what he's meant to a lot of people and what he's meant to me, and it was really powerful to walk through.
So you were here for Easter Sunday Mass. It must have been quite a shock then on Monday, was it?
Yes, we had randomly turned on the news and all of a sudden they were showing scenes from Mass on Sunday, and then all of a sudden I turned around and it had flashed up on the screen that he had died, and I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And so we were just there.
When do you return to the United States?
Tomorrow.
So you'll miss Saturday?
Yes, we will.
But I'm sure it's still been very special to be here the last week.
It's been wonderful. We've visited many, many churches. So we were here to visit churches and to do that. That was our purpose for the week, was to start with Easter Sunday and visit churches throughout the week. And
go through the holy doors.
Yeah, so we've been through all the holy doors, all four basilicas, all the holy doors. And to end with this, why we came was to end with going through to see the Pope.
Now, finally, Barry, that business of people taking pictures, selfies and pictures of the Pope's coffin lying in state, there's been a little bit of outrage expressed that people would do such a disrespectful thing.
Yeah, Pat, as I say, I queued myself yesterday to go into the Basilica. And when I was there, I think around 50% of the people who queued to go into the Basilica that were filming, the other 50% were outraged by the people who were filming. As people were approaching Pope Francis's red line coffin, they were taking pictures, taking selfies. Now, this has now been banned within 30 feet of the Pope's body, but even when security guards were telling people yesterday, no phones, no filming, no videos, no selfies, there were a few people who were just ignoring this and they still wouldn't put their phones away. But I guess, Pat, that's just the times we live in now. Everybody's constantly on their phones. But there was definitely a lot of people who found this distasteful yesterday. And one person I spoke to was 17-year-old Nathan from Australia. And he says he found it very, very distasteful.
It was a bit of like half good, half bad experience going in and like seeing him one last time. Like, you know, obviously it's upsetting. And it was really upsetting seeing people taking pictures when the guards are so specifically telling people not to and everything. And it's kind of good because, like, you know, we can see that he's resting peacefully, you know, like from what we know, there wasn't too much struggle in his passing and much and all that.
I find that myself, when you get up quite close to the coffin and you see Pope Francis laying there, it feels quite intimate, but at the same time you look behind you and so many people have their phones out.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's such like a peaceful thing, like just dying in general, but then like having people disrespect you by taking pictures of like your lifeless corpse, that's just it's not on.
You've been here over a week as well.
Yeah,
same Pope time. Francis last Sunday?
Yeah, on Easter Sunday, he came out and he gave one last blessing, and then he went around in the back of his little, like a truck thing with like his guards with him, and he blessed one last baby as well. It was good to see. And it was just really unfortunate to hear the next morning that he'd passed away.
Were you shocked?
Little bit yes, little bit no. Like recently my grandfather passed away of a similar illness, and it sort of happened like same sort of thing, you know, just like in the night, passed away peacefully, you know, just.
Do you feel quite lucky that you were there on Easter Sunday, I suppose, to get his last blessing?
I was glad I was here to see him one last time.
And Australian Nathan talking to our chief reporter, Barry White. And Barry will be reporting right throughout the day on events in Rome as they unfold.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.